are into hour number three, 6 p.m. Central, from the vaunted historic InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. We're doing the deeper dive, and this is just the surface, but nobody goes this deep, which tells you how scary it is. It's a lot worse than I can even show you. I mean, I can do hours of them ramming over, killing hundreds with trucks in Germany and everywhere else in New York, and then it being covered up, and they go, a truck attacked. I could show you hours of them pulling down Christmas trees and burning churches and burning cathedrals and the imam saying we're going to do it, which I'm going to show you some of that. But it just goes on and on. And then their current statements about how they're launching their big takeover. But we are mainly focusing on Europe being attacked. What about the fact that Islam, for 1,300 years, it took them about 100 to get going, has gone taken over North Africa, taken over much of West Africa, and is now going into Central Africa and into Nigeria in Western Africa, and just mass murdering and going in, taking control of governments, paying off the other, you know, surrounding Christian or animus groups, you know, people that worship rocks and trees and all that. And it's just out of control. And Islam is fully mobilized. You know, members of it give most of their money, and they're told go out and steal money, go out and run fraud, slavery, sex slavery, drug dealing, you name it, and give it to the political leaders to take over. It's a war machine. So here's a clip of just a gentleman, anybody can look this up, it's all true, talking about the massive Islamic invasion into areas of Africa not yet conquered. Here it is.
They've butchered and slaughtered their way through the north, and now they're pushing into the central part of Nigeria. There's at least, I believe, three parts of the Nigerian Federation where Sharia law is being implemented. There's widespread persecution of Christians in northern Nigeria. They're being killed in their tens of thousands, Liam. The world doesn't care.
The world doesn't know.
The world doesn't want to know. If the Western liberal Guardianista media wanted to put a spotlight on it, they could. They're making a deliberate choice not to. I mean, they do it with Palestine and Israel. But the reason why they're not focusing on the story in northern Nigeria is because it doesn't fit the liberal narrative. In the liberal narrative, Muslims don't persecute Christians. In reality, there isn't a single Muslim majority.
Yeah, there's numbers. Even the UN admits the vast majority of persecution in the world is of Christians, and almost all of it is Muslims doing it. Now, here's a nice Somali man here in the U.S., says he's getting fed up with the West declaring they will have to go home, and he's going to go home. Says he doesn't know what it's going to be like. He's never been there. Well, he's about to find out. But the point is, we saved Ilhan Omar's family with the ruling party there, slave masters, all of it. And then she tells you about how you're a slave master. You have nothing to do with it. And then again, he didn't mention all the other countries like Sudan, where the Muslims have come in and are mass murdering all the Christians for decades, pushing them into the south, bombing them with bombers they have. I mean, it's just crazy. But listen to this naive American Somali who says he's going back to Somalia. Well, I'd love to make a documentary about that. Here it is.
All roads lead to Mogadishu, Somalia. I've booked my flight. I've booked my flight. By the end of this year, I'm moving to Somalia full time, bro. The West does not want us here anymore, so it's cool. We're cutting. You men are saying all roads lead to Rome. I'm saying all roads lead to Somalia, bro. I'm going to start up a new life there. I don't know who I'm going to meet. I might meet some criminals on the run, but that's live. I'm trying to meet some drill rappers. I'm trying to meet a few people out there. I'm not only going to be going to Mogadishu. Obviously, the whole country is non-extradition treaty, innit? Even though I can't, like, why am I saying that? Because I'm not even a criminal. But, bro, do you get what I'm saying? I'm tired of London. I'm tired of Northwest London. I'm tired of this whole city, bro. All roads lead to Rome. But now, all roads are leading to Mogadishu, Somalia, bro. I'm moving. I'm gone. Muslim country. We're going to rebuild our country from the ground up. And I'm going to be the first one to do it, bro. Let's go. End of this year, it's the Somalia. Here we go. I can't wait.
Correction. I was saying American Somali. He's in London. So he goes, well, I know they're criminals. Yeah, piracy and slavery. I'm going to go over there. They're going to rob his ass and kill him, I predict, the first week. I mean, literally the most dangerous, insane country on earth. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us and share those live feeds.